The Navajo Transitional Energy Company bought the mines from bankrupt Cloud Peak Energy after a federal judge approved the transfer. The Navajo-owned company says it will retain 1,200 employees at the mines. The purchase makes Navajo Transitional Energy the third largest coal producer in the U.S., at a time when the industry is reeling from closures of coal-fired power plants. The Navajo Generating Station is set to close in December, as its operator now favors more economical natural gas. Navajo Transitional Energy's Clark Mosley said in a statement the company has a, quote, solid record of returning mines to profitability. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.
But first, a federal bankruptcy judge gave a Navajo Nation entity final approval last week to buy three coal mines in Wyoming and Montana. The Navajo Transitional Energy Company acquired the mines after the previous owner, Cloud Peak Energy, declared bankruptcy. An economic analysis done for the Navajo Transitional Energy Company, or NTEC, estimates the tribe can make hundreds of millions of dollars a year from the mines. But questions remain over the liability costs and how the mines can remain operational as our nation moves away from coal-powered energy. Joining us now is Carl Cates, research editor at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, which has been critical of the sale. Good morning, Carl.
Morning.
So let's just start with a little primer here. So our listeners might be unfamiliar with the Navajo Transitional Energy Company. Can you tell us what it does?
Sure. NTEC, as it's known, is wholly owned by the Navajo Nation. It historically was created to run a small coal mine in northeast New Mexico. It owns a small piece of a power plant up there. So in its current iteration is a going concern in the sense that it has a small business operation in northeastern New Mexico that revolves around coal-fired generation.
And we might know of NTEC here as one of the entities that looked at buying the Navajo Generating Station, which is going to close down and will create a lot of repercussions on the Navajo Nation in Arizona. So explain to us what they are saying now. What is the interest in coal mines in Wyoming and Montana for them?
So NTEC is proposing that Navajo Nation buy three bankrupt coal mines in the Powder River Basin of Montana and Wyoming. And we've looked at it, the acquisition as proposed, and we think it's ill-advised, it's ill-timed. They would be buying into a sector of the energy economy that's in free fall. Nobody else wants these mines. And, to compound the questions we have about it is the fact that NTEC is run by non-Navajos who have no stake in the community that we can see and are simply going on a coal binge here that is informed mostly by their past histories as executives for failed coal operations. And we just don't think it's in the best interest of Navajo Nation. And they've gone about it in a way also that has shown serious disrespect for the tribal leaders without consulting with them and really doing it in a behaving almost as a rogue company.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of criticism from some of the people on the Navajo Nation about this. Give us a sense of their concerns, especially environmentally.
Well, so an acquisition like this directly contradicts Navajo energy policy, energy development policy, which says we shall get away from coal-fired stuff and get into renewables. And NTEC sees it in a different way. They have actually changed the boilerplate language on their website and in their literature, where as recently as a week or two ago it said we are a Navajo-owned company, and now says we are Navajo-owned but not controlled by Navajo. So and the way they've gone about this is essentially to poison them well with tribal leaders and I think create hurdles to the acquisition and generate ill will across the community and among their very owners.
What about this economic analysis, though, that says that the tribe could make hundreds of millions of dollars a year from this? Isn't that something that the tribe might need?
Sure, if it were true. Now, we've looked at it, and we don't see that happening. They're buying three mines. One is an export mine that has, its market is Asia, and it can be profitable. It can be active in good times. Those are spotty, and they're rare because they have to ship that coal 900 miles to ports in the northwestern U.S., and then it has to go across the ocean. That is a swing market kind of mine. You can't depend on that in terms of like how the whole company is run. Another mine is called Cordero Rojo. That mine is in deep decline, and it will very likely be closed regardless. That leaves Antelope Mine. We've looked at it very carefully. Antelope Mine is a good example of a mine whose customer base is crumbling as utilities across the company or across the country move to cheaper natural gas and solar and wind. And so all in all, we see this asset, this attempted purchase of assets as a move that's not in the best interest of Navajo Nation, and it shouldn't go forward.
All right, that is Carl Cates, research editor at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. Carl, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.